recorded on March 28, 1962. Leslie Flint Wednesday Circle. The citizens were Brian, Gwen, George and Lynn.
Please. Of course,
why not?
How is Mrs. Marshall? there is improvement, but I do not think it can last.
You don't think so?
I think it will be for a little while perhaps some improvement, but I think unfortunately, or perhaps even fortunately, really, her husband Peter is looking forward immensely to her joining him very shortly. I think it is most unlikely that she will recover. A little progress perhaps, but it will be but temporary.
Yes.
I'll send her after him.
Another question now, please.
Oh, you are full of questions. Yes, of course.
Will the work progress through others that Mrs. Marshall has started?
The work will always carry on.
Always carry on.
No work that is good ever stops, even though the individuals who were concerned so much with it for so long, even when they pass from your work to this, the work still goes on in a different form, perhaps, or in a different way. But there is always someone, somewhere, who will continue and carry on.
Uh-huh.
Even in my work will continue. When the time for me to finish has come, and someone else will take over, and someone else will take over from them, someone will take over from you, and so it will always be. Everything continues.
So that answers the question.
What is it?
A lot of questions. No, I was thinking the other day that, say, some of the big spiritual teachers, shall we say, sort of Birch or Whitewing or any of these big teachers, when the medium passes, they invariably start coming through. They don't come through another medium. Unless, of course, they use another name, because it could be that, couldn't it? And I was thinking perhaps their work through that particular person is started and almost finished when the medium passes over again. The same people don't seem to turn up time and number. I mean, you've heard Silver Birds, you know, I suppose Henry Twoffer, if Morris Barber not passed there, well, you wouldn't hear any more Silver Birds, would we?
Not necessarily, but you see, we do not consider that the person is important. What is important is the work.
Yes.
And therefore, a person may finish, as it seems, from the point of view of you knowing them by name, but their work may still continue and will continue through some other person. Often when that same person may continue the work under another name,
because
the name itself is of no consequence.
Yeah.
It is the work that always matters. It is the message. It is the philosophy. It is that which we have to give that matters, not the individual. That is why mediums should not consider themselves so important, to realize that they are the instruments. But at the same time, they must not in any way fear that they are responsible. Some mediums suffer from complexes because if things do not perhaps come through exactly as they think they should come through, or certain perhaps things are said that do not come to pass, then they begin to think this must have been my thoughts or my own imagination.
Yes.
When it was not necessarily so, because as you know, our main problem is with time. We cannot always be accurate exactly as to time. Certain things take time, longer than perhaps we realize, and they do not always come to pass immediately. In any case, the fulfillment of prophecy, the fulfillment of prophecies, they do happen, they do take place, but not always exactly in the same way or in the time that perhaps you anticipated or were led to believe.
Uh-huh.
It is the importance of the work that matters, and not the individual. Always that, I think, is most important to bear in mind.
Yes, but if that particular individual is giving out a wonderful, wonderful philosophy, then you look forward to from hearing that philosophy from that particular person again, don't you?
That is understandable. That goes to show, to some extent, that the message is not the main, it is important, vital, but you are beginning to associate too much the message with the person. The person is merely the giver out, whether it is this person or that person.
Yes.
They are merely the instrument. It is, you should even in a sense not even consider so much the importance of the person. Once that person becomes too important, then in some way you have faith the message.
Uh-huh.
That's why whoever comes, whether it is I or anyone else, we come truly as one in harmony and in love. We do not consider ourselves any more important than another. We do not wish to be in any way, how you say, placed on the pedestal.
Yes.
We want always for you to realize that we come because we wish to come, because it is our task and our duty and our love to come, to be one with you, to pass on the message of the Spirit. In other words, to give out